Hi, listeners. You can now listen to this community podcast production ad-free on Apple Podcasts and access the podcast 1 week early and get exclusive bonus content. Just hit the subscribe button now on Apple Podcasts. Or if you want access to all of the above, plus video versions of the podcast, head to patreon.com/stopthekilling.
Stop the Killing is proud to be supported by our sponsor, Easy PA. Easy PA is an integrations-capable communication software that connects older building systems, such as signage and public address systems, to modern software technologies, such as panic alarms and mass communication systems. Go to easypa.com, that's E-Z-Y-P-A.com, to learn how to integrate your systems today.
On the morning of August 1st, 1966, shots ring out from the observation deck of the clock tower on the University of Texas campus. It marks the infamous beginning of the modern era of mass shootings in America.
I'm Sarah Ferris, true crime podcaster.
And I'm Catherine Schweit, the former head of the FBI's active shooter program.
And you're listening to Stop the Killing. Hi, Catherine. What have you got for me today?
Yeah, I just wanted to give you a quick little update on something. We don't always hear about what happens after the fact. Do you remember the shooting in Buffalo, New York, at a grocery store?
Yes.
That occurred this past year, at the Buffalo shooting, we call it.
And it was a racially motivated one from memory.
Yeah.
I'm actually retaining things for a change.
I like that. Maybe it's a, you've cut down on your crazy cocaine habit. I just thought I'd go out on a limb there and throw something really wild out.
Oh my God.
You're like, oh no.
I was like, where's she going with that? I thought you were going to say caffeine habit.
I know. Cocaine. I was trying to do something the most outrageous.
Like, yeah, that's pretty outrageous. Cocaine Sarah, like cocaine bear. Yeah. Brilliant.
Don't
let's start that movie.
That's kind of got a nice ring to it. So you're right, though. It was a shooting in Buffalo, New York, and the subject, the shooter traveled to this town. The shooter was white, and he traveled to a town which he had actually surveilled to find out, you know, let's see, are there a lot of black people here? And so he went to this grocery store to commit this horrible act.
Yeah. And quite a far, it wasn't like it was like, I'm going to go the neighborhood over. It was quite a trip.
I think he went somewhat less than 200 miles. And if you don't recall the Buffalo shooting, listeners, it's the Tops grocery store. And as I recall, he shot outside and inside the store. And in the end, he killed 10 people. So really considered one of the worst racial shootings that we've had here in the States.
Yeah.
We've had some others, but 10 people, that's pretty bad and race-based. So that was terrible. Here's what I wanted to mention to you today. There was a person who was handling 911, which you know is our...
Emergency number. I thought, what? Is there another answer?
I know you're...
Stop doing that to me.
I know. I've been harassing Sarah four seasons about what's your emergency numbers. Everybody should know what their emergency number is. And in her defense, she's lived in a couple of different countries.
I now have anxiety that I'm going to do the wrong one now. I think I'm going to end up doing 911 by accident one day.
Well, we won't talk about it. But here in the States, of course, 911. So there was an assistant manager at the grocery store who called 911 to say, you know, hey, this is an emergency and this is going on. So I'm going to just read a couple of lines here. There was a dispatcher who answered the call, right? She had been working for 8 years for the 911 emergency dispatching system. And so after this shooting occurred, which was in May of 2023, she was put on administrative leave because there was a assistant manager at the store who was interviewed by a local newspaper who said when she called 911 that the operator was yelling at her because she wasn't loud enough. And told her to quit whispering.
What? Hold on. So the person that's sitting there in the store with an active shooter going on is being told to speak up.
Right.
Oh, my Lord. And so they got fired.
So she was put on administrative leave. And the shooting was in May. A month later, she was, in fact, fired. This is what I wanted to tell you, this is like another person whose job it is, who we rely on to call. And, you know, we've talked to Brandon. I am a massive fan of emergency operations.
It's funny.
Answer the phone.
And the first thing I thought of was, I wonder what Brandon's take on it. And if you don't know who Brandon is, we're talking about our friend from Music City 911 podcast, who is a 911 dispatcher in Nashville, Tennessee. We've had him on the podcast a couple of times. But
I wanted to talk about the Nashville shooting with us because he was there. Fascinating interview. Put that in the show notes.
Good point. I'll go click on the link below, people.
Click on the link below. So this dispatcher, I mean, the job is so vital, but can you imagine a situation where you're sitting underneath a desk talking to 911, hoping for anybody who can help you out? Wow. And here's what she told the Buffalo News. She was yelling at me saying, "Why are you whispering? You don't have to whisper." And I was like telling her, "Ma'am, he's still in the store. He's shooting. I'm scared for my life. I don't want him to hear me. Can you please send help?" And she got mad at me and hung up in my face.
What the hell? I can't believe that. That is crazy.
8-year employee at this.
And wow.
And so here's the answer. Dismissed from her job. Good call.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. That's a good call. Ironic.
Good call. Right.
Because of a bad call.
Exactly. So I feel kind of bad because everybody trying to help is trying to help, right? But she hung up on this woman. So I don't feel bad. I'm glad that she was there and she answered the phone. She's probably helped a lot of people. And this is a pinnacle failure in her career that is now over as a 911 dispatcher. What would happen if you heard somebody saying, "I can't talk any louder. He's shooting right now." And then she yells, "You're not being loud enough." And she hangs up on her. So yeah, the woman's name, she was interviewed in the New York Times. Her name is Letitia Rogers. And she said she ducked behind the store customer counter when she heard the gunfire and she called 911. And she said, and the dispatcher asked her why she was whispering and then just disconnected the call. So
did the dispatcher ever have a right of reply to that? Like, explain what the hell was going on?
A right to reply. Yeah. I mean, the answer is, well, I said I couldn't hear and she didn't talk, so I hung up.
So there was no mitigating circumstances. No, I'm not sure what could mitigate those circumstances. But also, if you're going to have a bad day at the office, what an awful case to be having your worst F up of your career on. Like, it could have been something far less dramatic than that. Like, my cat's in the tree. Oh, speak up. I can't hear you. I can't speak louder because I'll scare the cat down.
Yeah,
this is so much bigger than that.
Yeah. And that's why that's what I mean about I kind of feel bad because, you know, this wasn't her plan. She was working in this job, presumably successfully for a long time. And this was like the worst case scenario where the person is as quiet as can be and can't change. And then she hangs up because she can't hear. And she's probably hung up on other people because she can't hear them. But they're looking for their cat in a tree.
And now a word from our sponsor.
EasyPA is an integration-capable communication software that connects older building systems, such as signage and public address systems, to modern software technologies, such as panic alarms and mass notification systems. Additional features include built-in automated bell schedules, remote access, text-to-natural voice announcements, and custom audio playlists. EasyPA is one of the only full-service public address and communications companies that has in-depth knowledge on both the hardware and software aspects of communication and evacuation-based products. As a solution-based company, they offer design, supply, installation, and maintenance of all their products. And for use in schools, EasyPA software provides multi-zone capabilities, pre-scheduled daily announcements and bells, and a remote alert button that can be accessed from anywhere in the school. Once a panic alarm is triggered, law enforcement is notified immediately. EasyPA makes schools safer from any threat. Go to easypa.com. That's EZYPA.com to learn how to integrate your systems today. If you want to be a reseller or integrations partner, visit easypa.com to learn more. That's EZYPA.com.
Have you ever felt that pang of disappointment when you couldn't add a ticket to your collection because it was digital? Or maybe you just lost it? Well, StubForge.com is here to change that. Imagine this, tickets that not only look but feel like the real deal. Because each ticket from StubForge is printed on the same quality stock that Ticketmaster uses
and printed with genuine ticket printers. It's like holding a piece of the concert, the game, or the show right in your hands. But StubForge isn't just about replacing tickets. With the easy-to-use interactive designer, you can create custom tickets for anything, from concerts to sports games, pregnancy announcements, or parties. Why not make your invitations stand out with tickets that are as unique as your event? And if you're trying to complete a back catalogue of missing tickets, StubForge offers bulk discounts to make it both easy and affordable. With StubForge, you can once more give your loved ones physical tickets and see their eyes light up instantly at the best gift you can give. So whether you're looking to reignite your ticket collection, craft the perfect gift, or send the coolest invites, head over to StubForge.com. Start creating today and see how StubForge makes every ticket a story worth saving. Visit StubForge.com and start making tickets today.
This shooting at Tops happened right after the Uvalde school shooting. So The country is kind of reeling anyway. And it seems like everybody in the industry, including emergency dispatchers, would be really on high alert that things are bad and things could be going bad. Because we do see a shooting occur and then another one and then another one. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to kind of close that loop to say, well, eventually she was fired for this conduct, and a kind of a reminder that it's an incredibly stressful job, but you still have to be accountable for your conduct because every single person impacts the response. Every person impacts the recovery of the people around it. Imagine what that store manager or system manager felt when the dispatchers hung up on her. And the loneliness that she felt as she's hearing a shooter shooting her coworkers and she's towering underneath the customer service desk. We've all been in groceries and seen people standing behind the counter. And, you know, we know those are flimsy counters and just a little piece of board and stuff. And that's what's vulnerable, standing between her and a shooter. And she calls desperately, trying not to be too noisy, to ask for help, and she gets a few sentences out and then is hung up on because she's not loud enough. And even though I like the way when she described it, she said, she even explained to the dispatcher, she's like, and I told her, ma'am, he's still in the store. He's shooting. I'm scared for my life. I don't want him to hear me. So can you please send help? So she's pretty articulate. I mean, not that that's the transcript, but she's pretty articulate.
Yeah. I mean, she's using a lot more words than I'd be using if there was a guy shooting in the store, right? You'd be like, help. You wouldn't be wanting to put your head above the parapet by being heard.
Oh, exactly. Ugh. So, you know, it takes Oh my gosh. It takes so many people to do this job and to do it right, even in recovery. And dispatchers are so essential. But there are just some people who are just not cut out to be dispatchers. And, you know, case closed on this one. We know for sure she will not be handling emergency calls in Buffalo, New York in the future.
Yeah.
A good thing.
Thanks for listening. And if you want to know more, Catherine's book, Stop the Killing, is out now. For more details, go to catherineschweit.com. Please consider also supporting our independently made podcast. It's simple to do. Go to patreon.com/stopthekilling. And for as little as the price of a latte a month, you can be part of the solution to stop the killing. Patreon rewards range from official do-gooder status to ad-free episodes, autographed books, and opportunities to connect with us directly for your business, school, church, or even just a book club chat. But just knowing that you are part of a movement that has the power to make your community safer, well, that's got to taste better than a skinny cappuccino any day. So please head to patreon.com/stopthekilling now and polish off your do-gooder halo and make sure to include your name so we can give you a shout out. This podcast is a Community podcast production. That's Con with an N. If you want more content, then head over to Community Podcast at Instagram, where you'll find trailers on more binge-worthy true crime, like the award-winning podcast Conning the Con. And check out our show notes for all the links mentioned. Finally, if you want one takeaway action that you can do right now that can help make our community safer, Please share, rate and review this podcast wherever you listen. Everybody needs to know that they hold the keys to see something and say something. Together, we can stop the killing.
It's one of those things you hope never happens, but you better train for it, because it will happen, and it will happen in places you wouldn't expect. Be ready for it.
Science, science, science! Science. Hello, podcast fans. Want to get weird with us? Come check out the Mad Scientist Podcast. We are a weekly show that looks at the history, philosophy, and hard facts behind your biggest paranormal questions.
Did the government really pay for a psychic spy program?
Yes!
Is it true that surgery got its start in grave robbing?
Yes!
Can a roller coaster really kill you?
Legally, we can't say so for sure, but sometimes, yes! Mm. Join myself, Chris Cogswell, and my co-host, Marie Mayhew, as we examine the science, philosophy, and history behind the strange and unusual. All to discover what's possible and plausible versus what's, well, just made up. Check us out wherever you find your favorite podcasts. The Mad Scientist Podcast.
Hi, I'm Matt Harris. Seton Tucker and I host the podcast Impact of Influence, which for 2 years covered in depth Alec Murdoch, who was eventually convicted in 2023 of murdering his wife Maggie and son Paul. That story continues to evolve, and we will cover that. Plus, we will tell you stories of other true crime events that have happened in the South. Please join us on Impact of Influence. And give us a follow on the Impact of Influence Facebook page.